And welcome back. We're going to have a great day with Flipper Flix today. And I am Adam, and I just want you all to know, Apes Together Strong.
That's a different movie, though.
It is.
But I like where you're headed with it. You got the gorillas.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
The gorillas.
Yes, I said my name.
Wait, but this is a dumb question.
Yes, that they're apes. They are apes.
Okay. I was like, wait, are apes gorillas? Gorillas are apes. What are, and chimpanzees apes, are just chimpanzees?
They're monkeys.
Oh, God. This is complicated.
No.
Already.
So monkeys have tails.
It has to do, yeah.
Monkeys have tails. Apes don't.
Oh, okay.
An orangutan, ape. My favorite ape, for what it's worth.
Orangutans are pretty cool.
They just seem wise, even though I have no clue if they are.
They're whole, yeah, I mean, they just sit back there and you got
they're just kind of chilling.
They're lanky and they're...
And I swear, in every like movie, let me restate that. In every Planet of the Apes film, they're the wise ape.
That's true.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff. Isn't it in like Jungle Book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. King Louie. King Louie, which doesn't make sense. I don't think orangutans are indigenous to that area.
No,
anyways,
right.
But who knows? It's a fictional story, unlike this film. But I don't know who you folks are.
I'm Sam.
I'm Tim in the Mist.
Also, the gorillas are in the mist.
Definitely. Yeah.
Which is the story of Diane Fossey, which is not Jane Goodall, which I definitely thought this was about if you listened to last week's episode.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious that we were like, Gorillas in the Mist, it must be about Jane Goodall, when literally like the subtitle is the Diane Fossey story.
Yeah. I always said Jane Fossey.
Which is really funny because I feel like Jane Goodall like is this all-around warm human being, is what I've gathered from her. See, she studies chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
But gorillas are intense, just like Diane Fossey.
Yeah. And I am sad to admit that I didn't even know Diane Fossey was a thing. Tim, did you know that she was a thing?
Only because of this movie back in the day.
I only knew the name.
See, I had no idea.
Yeah, the name is very like, you hear the name and you're like, Diane Fossey, Diane.
Why do I know that name?
For whatever reason, that name is like just, I don't know.
Memorable.
Yeah.
But here is the story. The whole story. I'm going to read the entire
Wikipedia page.
Yeah. The story of Diane Fossey, a scientist who came to Africa to study the vanishing mountain gorillas and later fought to protect them. Fought is like a weak word in this sentence. Like, it's an understatement. Like, she did way more than just fight for them.
Right.
Yeah, she died for them. Intense.
Yeah, so this film, I had no idea it existed when I first read about it. Like, because we did the whole logline thing. I was reading and I was like, this sounds kind of interesting. I like eight movies. It's kind of like it was a biopic in the 80s.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they were that common. I know they're huge now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's getting a biopic.
Right.
But I also didn't realize that Diane Fossey died in 85 and this film was made 3 years later.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of crazy because if you think about the end credits, it makes it seem like it's like 10 years, 15 years later.
They still don't know who killed her.
Yeah, and you're like, it's been...
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, no, it's Mr. Z, but we don't know who... I don't know. I'm not making accusations, but it is thought to be this man named Mr. Z who was like in charge of a regional group at that time, and he was very pro-poachers, and and like everybody got arrested in her camp and then later released.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing.
I mean, I feel like you're allowed to speculate in this day and age of true crime where we just have internet people speculating about.
Yeah, that's true.
This sort of thing. So you might as well throw your opinion in the ring. The other suspect, you agree with the Mr. Z theory.
The other suspect was another researcher who was supposedly trying to steal her manuscript.
Because she had a second book or something?
Yeah, she was working on a second book about the ape.
And Tim, you think government?
Oh, it's 100% the government.
Yeah, in some way, because I mean, they just talked about it a lot. The one guy was like, "The government doesn't like it when you don't fuck with their money and whatnot." And
yeah,
I have my visa for the next 3 years. We're good. Plot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a death sentence, dude.
Or how she was murdered.
Yeah,
they don't even explain it fully. Her head was chopped in half.
I mean, they show it.
Her head was chopped in half. which is not insane. Fully. Yeah, no, split open is a better word.
Right. But still, just to think of like a machete.
That's not, oh, normally they're not that sharp.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean.
Because they dull.
That's what I mean.
you're not
constantly using them to cut through foliage and stuff, so.
They're going to dull.
That's the whole design for them.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of this film, she's like begging this dude from Louisville to be like, hey, let me go. I want to be your new ape person.
Your ape counter.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
She just wants to take census of the apes.
Yeah. And then she is dropped in the Congo, which is going through a fucking civil war.
Yeah.
Right.
Why would you do that? Just go to Rwanda in the first place.
I know. That was so ridiculous.
It might have just been that they knew that there were mountain gorillas up there.
And they didn't think about you could just walk to the other side of the mountain.
Well, they're not as smart. All people aren't as smart as Sigourney Weaver. Also known as Diane Fossey.
Well, and that guy just kind of like arrives and doesn't nope's really even out. Get her settled and nopes the fuck out. So I guess I believe that he wasn't like, oh yeah, I could just go the other side.
Right.
Like, he didn't seem super invested in the situation.
Yeah. And then there were parts of this, and Sam, I'm curious about what your thoughts are. When they're first showing, like, the parts of Congo where they're driving by the small villages, did it remind you of Vietnam?
A little bit,
yeah. They still have tribes like that in the northern part of Vietnam.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. It was interesting. But, yeah. She gets that dude, and that dude to track for her. He's not a gorilla tracker, but he never said he was. He just said he's a good tracker.
Hilarious.
Right.
Like, he basically makes the argument that, like, he's the best tracker. And then, like, they've been out there for 5 hours. And he's like, wait, I was just, like, following your lead, man. It's so ridiculous.
In his defense, she never asked for the best gorilla tracker.
That's true.
Right.
Also.
Yeah, that's kind of like a situation I feel like he got into. He was like, yeah, I'm the best tracker. And then they like, she tells him later it's gorilla. And he's like, I'm a little deep now.
It's too late.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to be honest. He's good. He can speak English and none of the others could.
Exactly.
Right. So why would you? Yeah.
Yeah. He had a skill set that she needed why regardless.
Why would you pick him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just like how he's like, this guy sucks or whatever. And then this guy, yeah. is, you know. Like,
he's a really good liar. Yeah.
This guy's going to lie to you so much. I will. Yeah. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
But she eventually gets kicked out of the Congo. Very aggressively.
Like, relatively quickly. She basically sets up her camp. And then essentially they're like, see ya. And then she has to walk for a couple days.
2 days, yeah.
Which, that would suck. And then that one lady's just like chilling there.
Dude, right? She just, I like it here.
Yeah, she like has this nice, ridiculous home and like all these beautiful gardens. And she's just like, it's great. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what?
So, and then she goes, Diane Fossey goes and she's like, I bought myself a gun, not for the gorillas, but for the people.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like I can ward off a giant 1,000-pound gorilla, but a human with apparently. A gun, at least I have a gun. I'm like, you're going to lose.
Well, and I found that interesting, too. It was one of the first encounters where I think Digit, like, charges at her. And it takes him a while to charge at her. And I'm like, how far away can gorillas, like, hear people? Like, wouldn't they have already known she was there before then?
Probably.
Yeah, but they probably have, like, a proximity.
Like, don't step in my personal space.
Yeah.
Right, they're territorial.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can move about 25 miles per hour.
I was wondering how fast they could run, because I was like, I feel like he would have caught her.
Okay.
Easily.
So obviously, like, the close-ups of those gorillas, like the full-grown male, weren't real.
Mm-hmm.
They do have true
footage. When
she's,
like, sitting next to it and, like, baby eating and shit. Yeah, that's definitely, like, a robot of some kind or some shit.
It was a dude in a costume.
Yeah.
Designed by Rick Baker. He's still fucking around, man, ever since Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He's good with that fur work, man.
Well, he did this before he did Harry.
There you go. He's well prepped for Harry.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so lifelike. Like, if you just saw it coming at you, it would be super lifelike. So much that one of the stuntmen that was in it charged at the entire set one day and people just fucking ran. They just bolted.
That's funny.
And they were so scared, and he like got out, and they laughed about it later, but I think he made somebody poop themselves.
Probably.
That's fantastic. I mean, a fucking gorilla running at you? Yeah, that's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There ain't much you can do about that.
Yeah. Well,
let's talk about the size of a gorilla real quick.
Do it.
A male can get up to 1,000 pounds.
Dang.
That's crazy.
Or 180 kilograms for our folks.
Wait, coming 25 did I say 1,000 per hour?
Hold on. Did I do my calculator wrong?
1,000 pounds.
I typed wrong. It's not 1,000 pounds, guys. It's 400, but still.
Okay, still.
Still. That's
I was
going to say.
I was like 180. 1,000
pound gorilla. That's fucking rhino or some shit.
But. Yeah. My handwriting looked like scratch, and I typed in 480 instead of 180 kilograms.
Mm.
Oh.
So, anyways, but they can be up to 5'5" while just on all fours.
Oh, shit.
So they're taller than Sam in their short version.
Yeah.
Let alone if they decide they're going to walk upright, then it's going to be like,
ooh. They look so funny when they walk upright.
Yeah.
Because their arms are gigantic.
Yeah.
I know.
Which I love it, though. They're fucking cool.
There's this subreddit, I think that's called, like, They're Just Like Us. And a lot of times there's gorilla videos on there where they're doing, like, very human things. And it's really weird to see, like, they'll walk upright or they'll just be, like, hiding in the corner from, like, a janitor or something. It's wild. So, I don't know. Shout out to that subreddit. It's pretty funny.
So,
that's funny.
Another interesting gorilla fact is that gorillas, while they have their sharp teeth.
He's like, we're going to go on to the gorilla fact.
I was looking another up. Anyway, so they have these nice sharp canines, right? However, they don't eat meat.
Oh. Interesting. They need it for all that foliage to rip it apart, right?
Yes. But, okay. So a gorilla. All right, let's go with the lion first. A predatory lion has a 650-pound per square inch bite force.
Wow.
A gorilla has 1,300.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, there's also some crazy shit about like monkeys and apes and stuff in general. The tensile strength of their muscles is like 4 times the volume or whatever the fuck it is of like humans and stuff.
It's what? Insane.
If you take that in consideration, it doesn't surprise me that their jaw is that strong. But
right? It's crazy. You good, Sam?
You guys didn't know you're getting a National Geographic episode.
Also, their diet.
I mean, I probably just butchered that, but I always think about that fact because I heard it somewhere. It was like 4 times, you know, the density of human muscle and like the tensile strength. And it's like, yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, though, when you just like look at them, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you
can see the definition. Fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Them arms are huge, man. Carries all 400 fucking pounds around. And little feet don't do much.
Exactly.
It is believed that a gorilla punch is strong enough to shatter your skull with one slam.
Damn.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
It has between 1,300 to 2,700 pounds of force.
So what you're saying is I should go into the woods and beat my chest in front of them.
All right. It gets better. Gorillas. Why would you write that like this? Anyway, gorillas have a muscle mass density almost 4 times higher than the most heavily muscled, powerful human you know.
See? You didn't butcher it.
Tim remembered something from a documentary, and that was it.
I mean, that's pretty memorable.
Now, all you bodybuilders out there, you should start doing that gorilla diet of 86% fleshy leaves, shoots, vines, grass, and stems of plants. 7% of edible roots. 3% flowers and 2% fruits. They will occasionally eat insects. And in zoos, they will eat meat if given to them, but they do not hunt for meat.
Mm. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But that's crazy.
I just imagine the damage one of them can do to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you ever want to get close to one of them?
Right? Like,
I mean, they
it's
have
fascinating,
hands.
But no.
I want to be near that.
Dude,
and it's going to grab you and just squeeze, and you're going to be like, ah!
And like the whole
just
reason
instantly break your arm or some shit. Like, ain't no way.
Yeah. She was like examining Digit this whole time. Right. And he had webbed fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is just due to the fact that there are so few gorillas that inbreeding is causing more and more like deficiencies, but like
weird traits.
They're just trying to keep their bloodline pure. They're keeping their bloodline pure. Like the McFoyles.
Yes, they're doing it very much on purpose.
They're just McFoyle.
Yeah, there are currently around 1,063 that exist in the wild.
Okay. That is it. I don't know how many there were when Diane Fossey started. Less. I wasn't paying attention.
I was going to say, yeah, less.
Less than 1,063.
Well, I want to jump back to Rick Baker, because you went on like fast forward with all those gorilla facts that I appreciated, by the way. But also I want to jump back because I feel like certain scenes I was like, okay, this isn't too bad. But then like, I think it was really like the babies that were the most like hard to watch for me. I'm like, yeah, that looks really fake. Like there was that one that the like babies. Runs past. Yeah, there's that one that
I know.
Or maybe it wasn't a baby. Maybe it was just like not Digit. But they'd like run past and you'd be like, yeah, no, that's not real. Or like there was... Yeah, there were definitely close-ups of the babies where their face looked like... I was like, yikes, I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the special effects held up.
All right, scratch what I said earlier. Chimpanzees don't have a tail. They're apes.
Okay. So Jane Goodall also still did apes.
Yeah. And we're going to just scratch what I said earlier. Ignore that. Because I realized something. I wrote down this note, even though I wrote it down yesterday or today...
Time is relative.
Time is a relative factor. Tim, there are two Tims in the world. Mm-hmm. The babies that you do see in the film,
yeah,
are actually chimpanzees.
So they're
where
real?
They put a mask on.
Okay, because I was like, they did not That's look hilarious. Real. Like
because
their face did not look correct.
Even this fucking chimpanzee, where that go over there?
Because holding a baby gorilla will get you killed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right. So
after
it's hilarious.
What we just talked about, logically. Yeah.
Like,
the
holy
fuck you
shit.
You doing my kid? Like, just punch you down the mountain.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen that video? There's one, it's like, man just barely escapes death because the gorilla chose not to kill him. And like, there's these guys in the woods in like a mountain, kind of like the same setting. This fucking gorilla comes running up, grabs the dude by the leg, and turns around and starts walking away with him and just dragging him.
No!
I've seen that.
What?
Just let's go.
He chose, and that dude's chose like, the better life.
Oh my god. That'd be so scary.
There was another video of a guy beating his chest at a zoo, and the gorilla...
Gorilla like fucking...
He jumped at it, slammed on the glass, and cracked it.
Yeah.
Everybody poops their pants a little.
Just a little bit.
You know who also was insane? Diane Fossey.
Insane.
A little bit.
Like, she was a wild woman to some degree.
Yeah.
Because, like...
I mean...
I don't know.
She seemed pretty level-headed. And then I'm sure the years of being out in the jungle, like, getting attached to...
Yeah.
You know, primates and stuff. Like...
Shit jungle
You probably
fever.
Get a little cuckoo.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're living up in the cabin in the mountain the whole time. And you know what I mean? Right. Like, basically all you have is, like, your campmates or whoever chose to go on this journey with you, which is not a lot of people. We're looking at apes all the time. But I don't know. I thought it was crazy when she did that whole mask thing to look like a witch.
That
for
was
the
hilarious.
Kid and then was basically, like, scaring the shit out of him.
If you can convince a bunch of people that the mountain is haunted and don't hunt the gorillas, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love that her hair is very much closer to brown than red. It is like an auburn, right? Like Sam has similar hair to this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, red hair. I'm like, eh. It's looked redder before on Sigourney.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this was the right lighting to
Could
show that.
Could have to
that.
Do with lighting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did the whole Nick Cage season. And now we're doing the Sigourney situation. Ooh, that was fun. I would say that the main difference for me is I feel like Sigourney just becomes the character in every film. Mm-hmm. But for me, Nick Cage is always Nick Cage playing a dude.
Is that just because it's Nick Cage, though?
I think it's just because it's Nick Cage. He's,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like. She is Diane Fossey. She is Ripley.
But basically, you're just saying she's a better actor than him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's the only way I could like explain
I know,
that.
I know.
Which, Fair. Arguably, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not saying Nick Cage is a bad actor. I'm just saying she's better.
I also think that...
Nick Cage is entertaining. So Sigourney Weaver just acts really well.
So well.
Yeah. Well, and even just some of the interviews you listen to with Nick Cage, I feel like he's constantly like trying to live up to the hype that is him. So he's like kind of got this personality. Whereas like I don't know that I've seen an interview with Sigourney Weaver. I'm not saying she doesn't do them, but like, I have to imagine if I were to see one, she wouldn't act the same. She wouldn't be like, I like Little Mist in the Morning. I could be totally wrong about. No.
She seems pretty chill. It almost feels like Nick Cage is like, he like continually is trying, and I can see her just being like herself.
Exactly.
You know, like,
yeah.
Not that I don't like Nick Cage, because I do.
Again.
He's entertaining.
And his antics, yeah.
I respected him a lot more after that season.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, I already respected Sigourney a lot, and this is only making it more.
There you go.
She got nominated for another Oscar for this film.
That makes sense.
I know it does, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch the Love, Death, and Robots with her?
No, we never did.
Is she good?
Yeah. I just don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
I know, well, it's crazy. Add it to the
list. We're only like a million years late, because I feel like that came out a long time ago.
They drop new seasons every once in a while. This might be one of the newer ones.
Gotcha.
I can't remember, because there's two. There's like Love, Death, and Robots, and then something else, I think. And she's in one of them. I can't remember which one it is. But they're both like art style short films, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How all of them play out. But I think they're all on Netflix. I don't remember.
Nice. Yeah, she was nominated 3 times for an Oscar.
For this movie?
No.
That wouldn't make sense. Could only be nominated once. Over the course of her career, she's been nominated only 3 times?
Yes. All within 3 years.
That makes me sad.
End of Never crazy. Won.
Because I feel like she should have more nominations. And it's odd that they're all kind of clustered together.
Yeah, we've already seen one of the films this season that was nominated.
It was Heartbreakers.
It was Heartbreakers. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Sarcastic. It was Aliens.
Obviously. And then
she also was nominated for Best Supporting in Working Girl.
I don't know if that's on our wheel.
It is not. And the only thing I know about Working Girl is Working Girl the Musical, and that's from Bob's Burgers.
Getting all your history lessons from Bob's Burgers.
So when back to the film.
Yeah.
When she first met this dude who's photographing.
Bob Campbell.
Bob Campbell of Campbell's Soup. Not really, but.
No, that's actually him.
Yeah. So Sam was like,
just making shit up.
Sam's over here like, hey, is this dude even real, or did they just add a romance in this just to do it?
I was seriously thinking that, because like, it was made at a time where I feel like they could just. It really. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. They're like, just plugged him in.
Yeah.
But he was real. And he really took those photos. But originally, I thought she didn't want him to take the photos because of poaching, right? Like, I thought she didn't want him to, like, show where the location is of this troop.
Yeah.
I think that's a better view than I took on it. Mine was just that she just felt he was unwelcome and not, like, she didn't want him just walking up and, like, doing stuff. She wanted him to learn first before taking pictures.
Yeah. See, I think that's actually what happened.
Yeah. Well, I also think, I mean, you brought this up a little bit. I don't know if this was always there, but like towards the end of the movie, you start to notice that like she really only cares more about the gorillas than like the humans. And so I'm like wondering, like, was she always that way? Or at the time that Bob had arrived, was she more leaning towards that way where she's like, got to take care of this person that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, don't know how to keep them safe, they've never done this, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's just a hassle.
Yeah, right. I mean, she didn't like her 3 students. Mm-mm. One of them being Jorah Mormont.
Which is wild.
That was so weird. Ian Glenn.
Holy shit, was that actually him?
Yeah. The one that slept with the girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
As soon as you said that, I pictured his face, and I was like, wait.
Wait a second.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Jorah Mormont.
It's funny because this movie has old movie feel. And
like, it does.
Like, you guys know what I'm talking about, where it's just it's a little bit grainier. The lighting's a little bit more off.
Not
like,
clear.
Yeah. So I feel like it's funny to see somebody like him, because you're like, holy shit. Like, I know it's an old film, but then you're also like, mind is warped a little bit by that possibility.
Which is more jarring, seeing him as this young, or seeing Anthony Hopkins young last season in Magic?
I think Anthony Hopkins was more jarring. That's funny. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because Anthony still kind of looks mostly like Anthony with like the crazy
with, like,
looking.
Dyed
That's
hair.
True. That's true. He just looked like he had dyed his hair.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this one, it's like
Yeah,
he's looks way younger.
He is a young person in this film.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
While he was sent off to Essos.
Yeah, I feel like we've been seeing a lot of like people when they're younger. Like we saw the Whiplash dad younger, Bill Paxton Twister younger. Like it's like, who else is she going to be a film with that will be like, oh, it's that person?
Right? Yeah. It was, we keep an eye out.
Yeah.
What did not happen though was Gene Hackman younger.
No, he was.
He was still very old.
Yeah.
So,
Bob Campbell, I almost called him Bill Campbell. Bob Campbell, when he goes out there and then Digit's like sizing him up, trying to be dominant. She's like, just act submissive. And he's like, I've never been more submissive in my life. And I don't know why, but like his delivery, I just had me cracking up for a while.
It was a good delivery.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it too. And
the line was good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did win. It did get nominated for an Oscar in Best Screenplay.
Okay. I don't know what the, because it's adapted from her book, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what, I wonder how her book is and if it's like,
I wonder how much of it is an exaggeration.
Exactly.
Because it's coming from her. It's a first person perspective.
Yeah.
Like the stuff where she's sitting next to him pretending to eat, like, I guess believable, but I mean,
if Bob Campbell has pictures of it.
Right. If he's got pictures of it, you know, I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just like, when she first does it, I'm like,
yeah.
That thing still knows you're not one of them.
Dude.
There's no way. You smell different. You look different. Like,
the mimicking was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The mimicking got me.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, cats mimic babies to get our attention.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why they meow, turds.
My cats have never been around babies, but they meow.
Yeah, they learn it on the streets.
Which is interesting. Well,
that's what's weird, though, is because domesticated cats are more noisy than street cats.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They learn because the human, for whatever, bonds to it or whatever, you know.
Yeah, our cat is very loud.
One of them silent meows.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to meow.
He opens his mouth and he goes.
That's Vader. Yeah, it's just like a salt. You just hear like a small thing.
Yeah.
It's not even a nothing squeak. At all. It's just.
It's like breath coming out.
Yeah exactly. Like breath, yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? I can tell you want my attention, but it's not quite working out, my dude. Oh man. But I will say that like the Digit scene where we see his corpse, I was like, that was unnecessary and absolutely horrifying. Like there were parts of this movie that were like really gritty that I was surprised about.
Yeah, but it probably got people amped up to like
Save the gorillas. Because it had only been a few years. Yeah.
Yeah, like think about that. If you see a giant, if you're in a cinema and you see a giant gorilla just beheaded, you're probably going to be like, oh, well, we should probably save those guys.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted her to release all those animals other than the gorilla. Like when she was in town, she found that entire zoo van full of like hawks and giant snakes and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, release them.
Release them all. Yeah, when she walks in there and tells off that dude. Well, I guess she tells him off a few different times. I was like,
yeah.
Wow.
She's intense.
Yeah.
Intense. She actually burned down poacher villages.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. For sure.
If this is truly who she was, yeah. But more gorilla facts because I want to make sure I get to them.
Okay.
Did you know that they are 98% of, like, their DNA is 98% the same as ours? Yeah, kind of crazy.
Times.
I think pigs are like even higher, which is insane.
Which is also
wild. Pig hearts are like exactly the same as human hearts for some shit like that.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Bizarre. There are only two different types of gorillas. There are eastern and western gorillas. Now the mountain gorillas are a subspecies of the eastern, so they're basically like branched.
Okay, nice.
Fascinating, right?
Yeah, I didn't
know. They can eat longer than Tim.
Hey, how dare.
Tim, do you eat 6 hours a day? Just straight up, just constant eating.
I have. I know that for a fact.
No, so they could, their bodies can hold up and would be normal for them to eat. There would be like no stop. They
for
just
six
continue.
Hours straight?
No.
Just literally.
Just for the entire day. They just average 6 hours.
Oh, they go even further. Well, that's kind of like if you ever see a manatee, they're basically
they're just eating the whole
nom-nomming, and then they're sleeping. Yeah. Like there's no maybe moving, but most of the time it's nom-nomming and
I know
resting.
And that's kind of how I am. I'm just like between resting, I'm eating. Between you know, a whole, between moving at all, I'm eating.
There's a whole Jim Gaffigan bit about Disney. About how it's just like, oh, so like we're in line to get food and like, what do you guys want to eat next?
Yeah. Like vacation's all about like eating or whatever in a different spot. Yeah, that's actually a pretty funny bit. That's what the gorillas are like. They're they're eating and being like, when are we going to eat next, fam?
Or just smashing stuff because they can.
Well, yeah. They're enriching. They got to keep on that
weight, you know?
Mm-hmm. They've been cultivating mass.
Throwing boulders around.
Not 480 kilograms of mass, only 180, to be specific.
The gorillas are CrossFitting out in the woods. Like that's, I mean, for some reason, that's all I'm imagining. You know what?
Maybe
like,
CrossFit is from watching gorillas.
Who's to say? I don't know the origins. Oh, man. On a less light note, I am like, I don't know. I was like shooketh that they were like, it's a mystery. And then I hadn't even heard of her, knew what she did. Mm. And then also, like, there's something weird about this movie where, at least to me, like, I didn't know how long she was there. Like, at one point, there's a 5-year skip, but I didn't know that. Like, so I was like, what? She was there for like 5 or 6 years, but she was there for 20 years.
Yeah.
She was there forever. That's
crazy.
Insane.
Cause I was like, I don't know. I felt lost in the timeline of the film. Yeah, I was like, she could have just been there for a few months if it didn't do that 5 years.
I mean, it probably also doesn't help that, you know, they don't age.
Yeah, that's what
I was about to say. I was like, they weren't trying to age her, even though she definitely aged. Like,
well, yeah.
She looked, because she smoked like a pack a day, it seemed.
Well, and she's out in the sun.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. You mean me, who never goes into the light of day because I work from home? Like, I don't even have to walk to my car. Is that why I've got that youth glow to me?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so I picked this movie. I'm going to go first.
Go for it.
Dare you. You won't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, my God.
No, so I liked this movie. It was very informational. Informative. There's the word. I don't word no good. Anyway, so yeah, I liked this film. It was good. Much better than my wording. I'm making Sam laugh too much. I think. it was very fascinating to learn about the life of Dian Fossey. I'm not somebody who actually shies away from this. Like these type of films, like I'm surprised like I hadn't heard of it. Tim, it sounded like you had, but won't go.
I watched it back in the day.
Oh, see? Probably scarred you through giant beheading.
I think my parents had it on or something. That's the only way I would have seen this.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like knowing, I forgot one of my notes, but I'll say it now. Knowing that Warner Brothers and Universal were both like, hey, Rwandan government, I really want to make this movie on Dian Fossey. Can I use your mountain? And they're like, no, because both of you are asking and I only want one crew. So they actually combined the film into one movie.
Oh.
And they made this.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
right. Also, I forgot how small Rwanda was on a map.
Yeah,
Congo, like massive. Tiny. Rwanda, tiny.
Tiny.
So much that it just says RW on our map downstairs. But as far as where I line this up in my movies, I have it below Aliens, but above Heartbreakers.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, but makes sense.
I know, right? Tim?
I don't know. I was kind of back and forth on this one a lot.
Do tell. Do elaborate.
It's definitely not my, like, go-to type of movie, right?
Okay.
I like this kind of stuff. I like documentaries, but like for me it was like a blend of like a documentary and like a drama. I'm like, why not just give me one or the other?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I don't know. I still think it's a flip on. I think it's a good film. It's just not my speed.
Yeah,
and I'm for now I'm probably gonna put it at like 6.
You're just like, you're not even gonna be like,
I'm just gonna slot it in down there.
Do you think
there
it'll be below it Heartbreakers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heartbreakers is like number 2 right now.
Well, there are only 3 filmed. Anyways.
What he's trying to say is he'll end up that 6 far away. Yeah.
Tim, wait. Did you like Bohemian Rhapsody? Did you see that? Of Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
So that's in theory, it's similar. It's just this one had to do about gorillas rather than music.
That's a great argument, because it's literally just the life of Freddie Mercury. But yeah. I think that's a little different because, like, I don't have much invested in, well, I don't really have much invested in music either. But, like, I grew up listening to Queen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a little bit about, and everybody knew, like, you know, Freddie Mercury. Like, who doesn't know Freddie Mercury? So it's Mercury. Like, it's a little different, I think, because it's more of a cultural connection than it is, like, around the world kind of thing.
That, and I
apes are still cool, but I don't know.
I would also
Freddie Mercury.
I would also state that, like, it would be a better comparison if somebody did a film like this for Steve Irwin.
Yes.
Because
that makes a lot more sense now.
Because I take it from the fact that he's doing he's just doing educational films in general, and what she was doing was educating the public on gorillas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, right. And that's a really good comparison, actually. Like, if they made a film of Steve Irwin, that would probably get almost everybody in the
theaters. Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done, to be honest with you.
It could just be something in his will, or his family doesn't want it to be done.
I'm sure his family doesn't want it done.
That being said, his son and daughter are just doing him proud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, he's starting to look just like him. I think his name is Ryan.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting funny.
Interesting.
Okay, so it's below Heartbreakers at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I like a good biopic. So I feel like I would flip it on. And I feel like Adam just copies down my notes because I have it at number 2 above Heartbreakers versus below it. And so I think he just looked over and was like, I'm going to copy her notes. Because this isn't the first time you have presented my thoughts back to me before I can say them. It's weird. Anyway.
It's like we've been together for 15 years.
Anyway, I do still think it's kind of like a hard watch. Not in that, like, it looks bad or it's not well done. But it's like, it's just a heavier matter towards the end. And so it's hard. Like, Tim, it's hard for me to picture watching this all the time, but I do think it was, like, done well. Mm-hmm. And if we use the old adage of, like, would I stop if I saw it was on TV, I think I probably would.
Yeah.
So, flip on. You know my order. And I was also interested in this film when I saw the logline, but I thought it was about Jane Goodall. Shocker. After everything I said about this.
Who also studied apes.
Exactly.
Not monkeys.
Full circle.
We definitely knew that at first. We were just testing people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Who's going to be up to bat next?
I don't know.
I bet somehow it's not me.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's Copycat. Now, here's the question, Sam. Is it mine or yours?
I have no idea.
It's mine again.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, so Sam and I had two that... For some weird reason, I mix up who picked them. But I believe this is a thriller.
Ooh.
So we're just getting all of the Sigourney range here.
Yeah, every bit of it.
Like, girl got range. The only thing I've not seen her do at this point is a Western, which I bet she could fucking nail. And a musical.
Really? She's never done a Western?
I've never seen a
Western.
She's
been in a musical.
Oh. Was it Working Girl?
For sure. Like... I can picture her singing in something, and I don't know what it is. I'm probably completely wrong and thinking somebody else, but, like, I swear I've seen her in a musical of some kind.
I want to believe Tim, but I'm also going to fact check
him. I
want to
believe Tim, but, you know.
Who's to
say?
He's
hard to believe sometimes.
It depends.
Can't tell which timeline he's pulling from.
Well, I'll tell you this. She does have a song. Like, she has an album. But I don't think she's been in a musical. And butt onto that butt, she used to do theater, so it wouldn't be that
crazy.
So she's
been in a musical at some point in her life, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might just not have been filmed.
There you go.
I swear I can picture her singing in something, and I don't know what it is.
Maybe we'll find it on our Sigourney journey.
That would be cool.
Hey, look, we made it. You made it. I made it. We're all here at the end of a great episode of Flipper Flicks. I hope you enjoyed that. Please let us know what your thoughts are. Like, anything you want to just talk about on Instagram or Threads. That's kind of where we're at these days. You can also go to our website and give us some recommendations. We're always looking for more, you know? We want to go on a ride with you sometimes. And, like, if we can't do that if you don't give us any recommendations. So, like, please hit us up on our website. That is flipperflicks.com. very easy to find. At least I think it is. Make sure to like, subscribe, review us on whatever podcasting platform you're on. It could be Apple Podcasts. It could be Spotify, Good Pods, whatever you're on. Please hit us up there. Subscribing will let you know when our episodes are coming out, even though they always do seem to come out at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. So we will catch you next week and take another trip. See you then.